This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitchell Finley, 1067 The Fan. Time to get to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time today. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Check them out today, Rude. And joining us is our boy, Barstool Nate. What up, Nate Dog? How you doing?
Fellas, how's the golf tournament?
It's fun, dude.
We're watching.
We're about to watch Cakes from the Junks warm up, which should be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a great swing. Yeah, no. Cakes can smack that ball. You watch out for Cakes.
I know Valdez can play. I don't know about Johnny Cakes. He says he plays once a year, and I think he'll be
all right. People that play once a year, that's funny to me.
I'll say this. Besides you guys, Cakes is my favorite guy at your station. I love Cakes so much. He is just a gem of a person. So I know there's a lot of people that only listen to your show, but if people want to tune into the Junkies in the morning, Cakes is an A-plus fella.
Nate just cutting Junkies promos. They'll appreciate that. Hold on. Dude, go under the table with this. Sorry, we got power cord issues out here in the field.
We finally got our power cord.
Yeah, we got a lot of moving parts. Yeah. When do you go to Vegas, dude? Get us up to speed on the World Series of Poker stuff.
So, yeah, I go to Vegas on next Friday. So I will actually talk to you guys next Tuesday from New York City. And then I go to Vegas next Friday, and I'm there for about a week. The plan right now is to play pretty much every World Series of Poker event for the week while I'm there. Hopefully make a deep run in something, you know, make a final table, maybe even win a bracelet. We'll see. But, yeah, I'll go there for a week. I'll come back to New York, and then I will go back to Vegas for the main event, which, you know, I think a lot of people think when you think World Series of Poker, you think, you know, the Chris Moneymaker $10,000 main event. It's actually a month and a half long series of a ton of events, but it's known for the main event, and that's always July 4th week. So I will be back out in Vegas July 5th, I believe, for the main event.
All right.
We'll be rooting for you, man.
Thank you.
So
confident?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, confident? I feel good. Now, as you guys recall, I did cash the main event last year for my first time, and I think I've only gotten better at poker since last year. So, yeah, I feel good. I feel confident. I've experienced under my belt now, and hopefully I can make a fun run again because I'll tell you what, I mean, the dog days of summer, all I really look forward to is going out to Vegas and playing the main event, and I've played it quite a few times now. And there's nothing more depressing than busting day one. You know, it's like an 8-day event. When you bust day one, it is demoralizing because now you have a whole nother year until you can try again. So it felt so good to cash last year, like get that, you know, like just that monkey off my back and just be like, all right, I did what I set out to do. Now I just want to do it again.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow the dog at Barstool Nate At Little Nate X, whatever his TikTok handle is, barstoolsports.com. Let me ask you a question, dude.
Yeah.
The Nats have now won 10 of their last 14. They've got a big-time series with the Cubs coming up. Because it's the Cubs, it'll kind of get national attention. Do you think James Wood is starting to get the recognition he deserves?
It's hard to tell, right? Because in our Twitter bubble, he definitely is. But it's hard to tell nationally if he is. But I'll say this. It's wild that the Nats went, you know, Bryson Strasburg into the Soto regime, now into the James Wood regime. Going back-to-back-to-back with generational superstars like this is crazy. Fleecing the Padres in the Soto deal, it will go down, and it already is, as one of the most lopsided trades in sports history. What the Nats are now doing just with that one trade alone is incredible. It's fun to follow and watch these young guys, you know, just develop. James Wood, you know, now they're putting up the graphics comparing him to Soto and Harper through the first X number
Judge.
Of games.
Yeah,
it's like he's hitting more home runs, higher OPS, more RBI than all these guys. And it's like, how did we get so lucky to fall into another just generational superstar like James Wood? He's easily going to win the Nats Triple Crown. And he, you know, he keeps it up, he could be getting MVP votes easily, like not even a question. So I think it's great. The Nats, as we know, and we could talk about the other side of it, the ownership and spending money and blah, blah, blah. It would be a huge fumble to not surround this core with veteran arms and just really just like have a 5-year plan for this core of guys right now, because you cannot waste this. We won the World Series. That whole team got blown up more or less. Now it's time to do it again. I think D.C. is a very good baseball town, but you cannot fall into the trap of, well, the owners don't want to spend money. We don't need, like, every other day they're selling, they're not selling. Ted wants the team. Ted can't get the team. This has been what, JP? 5 years of this nonsense back and forth? They have to figure it out, because this team right now is too good with too bright of a future to waste and squander.
Yeah, it'd be great if they spend some money.
And when you look at just the baseball, do you feel that the veteran arms is the only thing they need, or is it anything else you're looking at, Nate?
Look, and B. Mitch, you guys know this. I'm not baseball Nate. You know, I don't know the ins and outs of the organization.
You're Barstool Nate, and you can't stay on the bar. So I mean, on the stool. So I mean, it don't mean just because it's not in your name, you don't know. You shouldn't know how to talk about it.
I talk for the casual baseball fans who get excited when the home team is good. But I'm not a 162 games a season guy. It is probably my only like blank spot when it comes to sports, is watching all 162 regular season baseball games. I cannot bring myself to do it. And I can put my hand up and admit it, that I'm not a strong enough soldier to do it. But when the team is good and they're interesting and they have a guy like James Wood, people like me start paying attention and we start reading and we start, you know, just getting involved. That's where I'm at right now. And I'm doing my reading and I'm catching up. And what I know now is that this ownership group did not spend money on any arms.
Is Nate telling me he's an FWF?
Say that again?
Fairweather fan.
He sounds like a kid that didn't do his homework but is trying to convince his teacher that he's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really deny it, though, right? Like, I will always, you know, root for my teams and all of that. But it just, if they shorten the base, I'm on the side of shorten the baseball season. People like me with the ADD and all that, we can't do the long season. But if they shortened it, or if the Nats were generationally good again.
We're moving forward. They're not shortening baseball. We're talking with Baseball Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline.
This is a nut.
We are in that time of year.
16 games.
So Cakes just showed up, and he looks like a golfer now. That much I can tell you. He was wearing like a hoodie and some gym shorts. Now Valdez is approaching. We're going to give you live breakdown of Valdez's swing here in moments. But Nate Dogg, I think we're getting into the NBA Finals, and
yeah,
people have made like a cottage industry about complaining about NBA ratings.
I think
the Thunder are going to smoke the Pacers, unfortunately. I'll be rooting for the Pacers. But what do you care about NBA Finals ratings talk?
I think it's coming this year. I mean, the only team that would boost these ratings are obviously the Knicks. But I think this is a cool NBA Finals. I like when new teams are involved. I like when new superstars emerge. Halliburton, we know, is awesome. And then we know Shea and the entire Oklahoma City Thunder team is very, 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 very good as well. I would love to see the Pacers' depth and experience make this a series. I think Oklahoma City is too good. But, I mean, I'll be that guy. People were counting the Pacers out all year, and look at them now. There's really no reason to think they can't steal a couple games and make this a series. I do think OKC has too many good players and just will wear Indiana out. And Shea is just unbelievable at basketball. But there's no reason to think that Indiana can't take this to six.
But I think when we look at this thing and everybody talks about Halliburton, they forget about Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, most underrated player.
He was the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. It wasn't Halliburton.
And he's got a ring.
Yeah. So you think about just Halliburton and forget about him, you got problems.
Yeah, no, I think Siakam's the most underrated player in the league. I mean, he was just an absolute monster in Toronto, and now he's just doing the same stuff down in Indiana. Yeah, you're absolutely right, B-Mitch. But, again, I do think OKC is just too good, but I'm not – I don't think I would be shocked if the Pacers won the entire series. I just don't think they're going to. I just don't think they have enough to match up with the Thunder.
I think the Pacers have, like, the right mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the Pacers are the type of team that will never quit or back down. I honestly think the Thunder just plays too good a defense, and they have so much range defensively. Just the damn length they have is incredible.
So, yeah, just the size and just aggressiveness, yeah. But, I mean, the Pacers are deep, man. They play, you know, it's why the Knicks couldn't hang with them. The Knicks play six guys. The Pacers probably go, what, like 10, 12 deep if they want to, all the way down to T.J. McConnell. So, like, it'll be fun. I'll be watching every game. I think it'll be a very exciting series. But give me OKC – in, I'm not going to say five. I'm going to say six.
Okay. OKC in six.
I can see that. I mean, you got the MVP on the team.
The Thunder.
But both of those teams, I'm impressed by both. Because, you know, when you watch basketball today, it's a bunch of one-on-one. Those two teams play as a team. They're disciplined, and they play great defense. You know, so I'm expecting a damn good series.
Yep.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Nate, as somebody that is a little bit more removed from, like, the immediacy of living in D.C. and living in New York, with you living in New York.
Yep,
what,
I do.
What if anything do you make of kind of the national conversation surrounding the Commanders?
The national conversation, well, clearly, everybody in D.C. loves Jaden, and clearly it's now a cool, popular thing to say that he's going to regress and sophomore slump and all of that. That seems to be where people are at on June 3rd. I know B-Mitch and I will ignore it because it's just nonsense. I think it's what happens when a team and a player gets good, the haters come out. You know, when we were bad, it was easy to make fun of us, and now we're good, so it's easy to hate us. It happens across every team in all sports. That will be the conversation for the next 10 years because we're going to be very good for the next 10 years, and people will find reasons to hate us. And that's just, hey, heavy is the head that wears the crown. That's us right now. We're wearing the crown.
Let the haters be your motivators.
Yeah, I mean, we're the kings of the NFL. It is what it is. I love to see it. And if that comes with people hating on us, so be it. So that will be the national conversation, I think. I think all of us, everybody listening, everything, we just can't wait for football season just to piggyback off of last season and see what Jaden can do in year two. More weapons, better offensive line, more strength, a year of experience under his belt. It's just, and a new stadium on the way. You know, it's just, it's awesome. Everything's good right now. Knock on wood, knock on everything.
Dude, I totally agree, honestly. I think, you know, we're going to talk about Jaden Daniels, and people are wondering if he will have this sophomore slump. I just wonder how much better he can be. Like, I just go the other way with that.
Sophomore slump thing kills me. Act like it's only the quarterback. Normally, like, I look at C.J. Stroud last year. What happened to him? They got Diggs. He was hurt. They had their top receiver. He was hurt. What the hell you expect the quarterback to do? Was he supposed to just throw the ball and catch him himself? Be like Ronald McDonald?
Serious O-line issues.
Yeah, so when you have all those things, it happens. But I think Washington has tried to improve this football team, which I think in turn helps Jaden out. And yeah, Jaden hasn't lacked working. I mean, he's pushing full speed ahead more than he did last year.
Yeah, and he's going to be in primetime television, you know, for half of the games. I think that'll obviously be a huge topic of conversation as the season goes on. We're definitely that team's on primetime again team now, you know, taking over for the Chiefs, where every day you would look up at your TV, they seemed like they were playing Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday night football.
Yeah, there's still plenty of Chiefs games on primetime.
Yeah, I mean, that's us now. And that is, again, a great problem to have. It'll probably frustrate fans around the league, especially like idiot Cowboys fans and trash Eagles fans, but that's what happens when you have Jaden. People want to see him.
Yeah, I think people really want to see Jaden. I think there is understandable excitement for the young man. Also, looking at Stroud, dude, if you want to call it a slump, the only thing that I would find alarming from Stroud's numbers is that the picks more than doubled. Nate, I'll ask you this question, and then B, I'd like this to kind of kick off our next segment. And maybe we even take calls on this. But
ooh, calls.
I'm going to withhold my opinion because I think I'm just going to hold back. I don't want to lead the witness. There is a school of thought with Jaden where it's like, oh, well, defenses now have a year of film on him, mm-hmm. and they're going to game plan him differently. And part of that statement is true. Defenses do have a year of film on him.
Uh-huh.
But Nate, do you expect defenses to have a year of film on him to impact Jaden Daniels negatively more so than any other player?
No. They had film on him week to week last year. And you know, I think defensive coordinators are extremely good at their job in the NFL. I think Jaden was one step ahead the whole time. And I think what helps Jaden so much is he's a great runner. Amazing runner. He does not rely on his speed until he has to. He picks up so many first downs on those third and shorts using his legs, but he's also one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league, if not the most accurate quarterback in the league, just based on precision. A lot of drops kind of hampered his percentage last season. But, you know, Jaden is the full package. If you want to let him, you know, run, he'll run. If you're going to let him throw, he'll pick you apart with his arm. So defensive coordinators can try and try and try, but Jaden and credit to Cliff, obviously, stayed one step ahead. And now we have Debo and, the offensive line with Laremy Tunsil is going to be better, which he really needed last season. And, you know, hopefully something happens at the running back position where, you know, he can rely on the running game a little more. So, no, I don't really understand the regression talk or, you know, the sophomore slump talk. If anything, it's just Jaden's had an offseason to learn the NFL game more. I think people still, and I've said this a million times, but people still forget he was a rookie last year. He was a rookie quarterback picking up the game on the fly with a depleted, you know, roster around him. The roster's better. He's smarter in the NFL game, and people want to say that he's going to get worse. I just don't see it.
I think the talk about defenses watching him, I don't think they showed everything he could do last year.
Me neither.
I think there's more there, and I think that's why Cliff is smiling and say he expects him to play better. Because Cliff knows what he has, they didn't need much tip, didn't get completely to, they didn't get to three quarters of that.
This time last year, he was learning the playbook.
Yes.
Like, there was a lot of moving parts for him. Now he knows it. So I want to open the phone lines. 800-636-1067. There's a lot of talk about Jaden regressing. Do you think it's more likely Jaden regresses or actually improves? Because I think you can make a serious argument. I'll make my argument which way I think it's going next. Nate Dogg, always appreciate talking to you, buddy.
Later, buddy.
Hey, have fun at the golf course, fellas. Put on some sunscreen.
Well, I'm under a tent right now, but the sun keeps moving, so we'll see. I might have to get a tent.
All right, appreciate you guys.
All right, man. Later, man. JP Flame in the building. All the celebrities are showing up. That's our friend Barstool Nate joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right. We're taking your calls when we return. Jaden, getting better, getting worse. I only see one of those as possibilities.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live. 1757 Golf Club for the Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament. If you, like me, like Brian, enjoy your freedom, thank a veteran. Support the Purple Heart Foundation. Go to purpleheartfoundation.org. Exciting stuff. We're watching Valdez from the Junkies, Cakes from the Junkies, get their warm-ups in. Michelle from Odyssey.
Yep.
Michelle just grooved one right there.
Yeah, Jeff hit one earlier.
Shout out to my guy Umberto at the bar at 1757. He gave me a Diet Coke, and he said he wanted me to shout him out, so I did.
What up, Umberto?
We might be back in there before too long. But, B, we kind of have been touching on this, the conversation surrounding Jaden Daniels and if he could regress. Cliff Kingsbury last week said something really interesting because he got asked about Jaden. And he said, I think he's going to make a big jump. And that's the guy that knows him best. And Cliff, what I've learned with Cliff is he will anybody that tries to kind of bait him into like a quote board type answer, he never takes the bait. Yeah. And he generally just downplays most things, except that one he was all over. And if he's saying that, he means it.
Well, if you watch Jaden work, and like we have seen, we're close enough where we see a lot. But we don't see nearly as much as Cliff does. And I'm totally impressed by him because he doesn't ever seem to be satisfied. He's always working to get better. I saw a quote from him yesterday where he stated, you know, we can't expect to be given anything. We got to earn everything that we get. That mindset right there takes people a long ways. And I think when you look at him compared to a lot of young players, not just quarterbacks, young players that come into this league, I watch guys get drafted, put on their little silver medallion, and they stop working. You know, and I would make the comment, it's easy to get drafted, it's hard to stay. Well, and people think I'm just talking trash. It's facts. Because if you get drafted, then you automatically assume, oh, I'm in the pros now, you're going to get ran right past.
It's obviously facts. I mean, the average NFL career is like 2.5 years.
Yes.
And that's for a first-round success rate of a second contract is a little less than 50%.
Yes.
And those guys get every advantage in the world. I have like a bunch of reasons why I think he'll actually improve, but we got to. I want to let the phone lines weigh in. My guy Steve is in Silver Spring. Steve, which way do you see this going for Jaden in year two?
Hey guys, good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy. We're great.
Good, good. Thank you. I don't see him regressing at all. I do think that we have a tougher schedule this year because we had a better season last year. I don't know necessarily. B will probably know better than me. If the defenses that we play are better than we played last year, I do know we struggled against Pittsburgh. I do know Dallas had an answer for him last year. So I don't see the regressing, but I do see us having a tougher schedule this year. I just don't know how that coincides with the defenses we played last year versus the defenses, you know, that we're going to play this year. All right, thanks, guys. Yeah.
So it's a good call, dude. I think the Pittsburgh thing, that's probably the best defense they faced. And there was that, like, four-week stretch where Jaden was pretty clearly dealing with the rib stuff.
Yeah.
And I would point – I think that's fair to point out.
But thing like you do play a tougher schedule, and your record may not be – if they go 11-6 or they go 10-7, is that far away from 12-5? I think what happens when it comes down to the regressing, people only look at the schedule. They don't look at your opponents. They don't look at the strength of schedule. And then they don't even give you a time to look. Like, I remember we were talking about Russell Wilson 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I went back and I looked at his – I said, damn, he didn't have a bad season. Because – when you just naturally see the team fall off, that blame goes to the quarterback.
Right.
When in essence, it's not the quarterback all the time. So I think that, yes, they have a tougher schedule, but I also believe that this team is better than it was last year. And I think that should make the difference.
I think the schedule – one thing, there's like a common misconception with scheduling. The reason the Commanders have a tougher schedule this year is by and large just because of the rotational divisional play. They just happen to play the NFC North and the AFC West this year.
Uh-huh.
And that's just because they rotate every year. Like, they have a second place schedule. The Eagles have the first place schedule.
Yeah.
And so another thing, just to be clear, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Giants, and the Commanders, the only time, the only place that the where you finish in your division, that impacts 3 games out of 17. Mm-hmm. 3 games out of 17. Everything else is just divisional play and the rotational schedule of the NFL. Mm-hmm. So I think that gets overblown. Yes, it's a tougher schedule. I think I have a bunch of reasons to explain. I want to keep letting the callers hit.
But let's remember, some of those teams that played other teams last year, they didn't get a chance to see Jaden Daniels.
Right.
So they maybe have a tougher schedule too.
Right.
So you have to account for him. You know, that's the whole thing. When you go to play against him, you got to account for him.
Nate is in D.C. Nate, which way is it going to go for Jaden?
What up, fellas?
What's up?
I'll say this. I think a lot of people tend to conflate the meaning of a sophomore slump with positive regression. It's actually possible for Jaden to not have the QBR of 100.1 that he had last season, but still go further than he did in his rookie season. And like you guys just said, keep in mind, he went 12-5 while playing a stretch of those 17 games hurt. Like, he was injured. And, I mean, he had a rookie season like never before. So you really can't just throw him in a box and say, oh, he's going to have a sophomore slump, because obviously he's not your average QB. And they just gave him extra weapons like Deebo Samuel, the super speedy, Jaden Lane, the low-key quiet signing of KJ Osborne and things like that. Like, he'll be fine.
Yep. See, and I appreciate that call, man. I think what happens so many times is people have such a good season, the haters come out. And that's the wishful thinking of, oh, he's going to have a sophomore slump. Does everybody have one? See, I asked that question when we brought this up a few weeks ago. Did Pat Mahomes have a sophomore slump?
He didn't really start till his second year, but
so
he was fantastic.
If you want to go after his first year of starting.
Sure.
All right, he started one game his rookie season. He passed for over 300 yards. And they say, okay, good, we're getting rid of this quarterback that we traded for, and we're going to start him next year. And then he stepped in and he had as good a year that year that he did in that one game he showed the previous year. Then he came back the next second year of the full start, and he was even better than that. So everybody doesn't have a sophomore slump. And sophomore slump doesn't necessarily mean the player dropped off. Your supporting cast may have dropped off. If you give me a guy in his second year and he don't have his top two receivers and he have an offensive line that's in flux – and the running game is not good, I expect that guy not to have as good a season.
I agree, man. I think you can't stress enough an improved offensive line.
Yes.
What that should mean. Let's keep this going. My guy Blake is in Wilmington. Blake, which way do you see it going?
Well, JP, I just want to look at this logically. You know, if we go back and started his career at Arizona State, you know, you can look at the one game he had versus Justin Herbert. Okay, he has a good career at Arizona State. Then he goes to LSU, and what's he do 2 years? His second year there, he wins the Heisman. Then he gets drafted second overall. And in his first year in the NFL, he leads this team to a 12-5 record and wins the Rookie of the Year. What body of work has Jaden Daniels given anybody to believe he's going to regress now? Anybody
Great
that thinks
point.
That's crazy, on top of all the Cliff stuff, on top of all the new weapons, what has given anybody a reason to believe Jaden Daniels is going to regress now? He's way too talented and he's way too driven. Thank you for taking my call,
Dude,
guys.
Great call.
That's wishful thinking on the Bama's.
Blake, that's a really good call. And one thing I would point to is generally if a quarterback is volatile, that there's a big swing year to year, it's turnover driven.
Yeah.
And Jaden is not a dude that throws a lot of picks. Last year, as a rookie, he threw 9. He threw single digit. Go back to LSU, man. His final year at LSU, on 327 pass attempts, he had 4 interceptions. I mean,
how many touchdowns did he throw that year? 38, was it?
40.
40, and then he ran another.
He ran another.
Listen,
10.
Man, some people just have an innate ability to do things a little different, and I believe he's going to be doing the same thing.
One more call here. Russell is in Graysonville. Russell, which way is he going? Russ, you there, bud? Is this Chris Russell?
I don't know.
Shocker. Doesn't somebody named Russell proved to be unreliable.
I love it. I there's one other thing I want to add specific to the, they have film on him now. We'll do that next. Plus, Valdez, Cakes, and Mike Marr are gearing up for the tournament directly in front of us. So we're going to give you a little live play-by-play of some of the Junks and Crew golf game. Nobody go anywhere. Ben Standig joins us at noon. It's B-Mitch and Finley live. 1757 Golf Club, Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Finley 1067, the fan. We are live out at the Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament, 1757 Golf Club in Ashburn, Virginia. Yesterday, me and B got to play in the Golf for Guts tournament at Army Navy. Today, it's the Junk's turn. Mike Marr, Matt Valdez, JP Flame, and Johnny Cakes Auville taking on
Cakes.
Taking up, on 1757. Cakes joining us now. What up, man?
What's up, man? Good to see you guys out here. Good to see this turnout. Got an amazing day for it here
at
1757.
And, I mean, judging by the carts, they got a good turnout.
Good turnout. If you're coming out, bring a bag of clothing or housewares. Throw it in the green drop truck that is right out front. I got rid of some clutter from my house. Everybody's got it. So if you're coming out, be sure to throw a bag in there and help them
out. That's a great idea.
Yeah, certainly.
Now, if you're bringing a bag of 2C, don't throw that.
I don't throw that in there.
That's reserved for the course. JP, okay?
Or we don't even talk
about that on the range. Okay? We wait until we get out to the second or third hole.
All right.
Okay, and break that out.
So, Cakes, we like to, whenever B. Mitch or myself or somebody's going for golf or vacation or something, we like to set over-unders on
the
program.
All right, good, like that.
So we're thinking about setting some over-unders for your group.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
I'm going over-under, all right. Valdez like to get at it.
It's a straight scramble,
Let me just say this. Valdez is going to be doing some heavy lifting today.
Valdez, okay. Scramble or
I'm
shamble?
I'm saying okay. Scramble?
Scramble.
You like to sip every once in a while?
I've been known to dabble some libations
so,
out on the course.
So, over Mitch. Under for drinks, for the foursome.
Ooh.
For the foursome?
All right, let me give you a little background.
JP doesn't drink
JP's
much.
Had one beer in the last 12 years, so his number's going to be low.
Y'all should have left him at home.
Valdez is the A-plus.
He's not fun. Leave him at home.
Valdez is the A-plus golfer, so he's got to kind of keep it on the straight and narrow.
Nah, but the A-plus golfer is the only one that have the most fun.
Okay, that's true. So, Mike Marr and me are probably the most liberal that are going to be throwing them back. So that just gives you a little bit of a base.
All right, so JP, is it less than it would be if I was in the group?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Over, under, total drinks consumed between the four players.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be a five-hour round.
It is, yes.
And we're just talking during golf, not post-game.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Right, just on the course.
16.5. Valdez will have more than that.
I think that's such an outrageously high number.
Really?
Mike Maher is the wild card. Yeah, he could have 8 or 9 himself if he has a proper ride home and he's got.
Mikey just pulled out the Surfside tall boy.
Yeah, so he could get us there. He could get us to that number.
So to me, I'll try to track my math here, which isn't my strong suit.
Yeah,
I got JP at 0.
Okay.
I got Cakes at like
maybe 2.
I was gonna say 3 or 4.
That's 3 or 4 is high. 2, like B. Mitch, I think is more all over it. Because I mean, I gotta go out on the Deathloop Beltway we're done.
Done, 2 are done. Yeah, you gonna sweat out 2 of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, if Valdez really is gonna not drink, but if he's gonna have 3 or 4, it all comes down to young Mikey here.
Yeah, he's.
I got Mikey for 7 or 8, dude. He's pulling out lots of things from this golf bag.
Yeah, he's got Zins. He's got coffin nails.
He's a
pack of heaters.
He's got everything.
He's got an old school Skins polo on. I think Mike's ready to
if
go.
If anybody needs anything, in mostly the legal. Family. Yeah, in the nicotine family, off the nicotine tree, the guy in the oldest Redskins polo at the entire establishment is your go-to.
If you're driving by, you see 2 out of bounds. Steak sticking out some tan shorts.
Yeah.
It's Mike.
The world did learn today that Mike Maher's a lefty. We were unaware
of
that.
He is a lefty.
We didn't know that.
And like B. Mitch mentioned, he is pale, so he better sunscreen up.
He's also wearing the Redskins polo for B. Mitch's draft day.
I
think they gave me one of those.
He walked into the studio. I believe the brand on that is Logo Athletic. When's the last time Logo Athletic is making gear? It has to be 30 years ago.
Oh, man.
All right, so we'll go 11.5 drinks.
I think that's a much better number.
Okay.
11.5.
Now, what are they coming in the clubhouse? 9.5? You think they get to double digits?
Oh, no. I'm not going to
tell these by himself.
I'm not going to take the witness box
it's,
here.
It's just a matter of making some putts.
Got to make
I'm
some
gonna
putts.
I'm going to go. I'm going to get it 6.5.
Six and a half?
I think that's a solid number.
Over on the 6.5.
Yeah. 6.5 under. Okay. I think. If Valdez bombs it, they got a couple mulligans.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey, how's your game, dude? You feeling it's a little spray so far watching you on the range.
Well, he hits it consistently to the same area because he put the damn club in the same spot that I told him to not put it, and he keeps putting it right back to that same spot.
I'm going to shock the world today. I'm not here to take part. I'm here to take over. The course record's mine.
Valdez, what do you think we should set your over under? 6.5? Under, how many under are you coming in? Over under 6.5. How's your game feeling?
My game's pretty good. I've been playing well lately.
I said 9.5. Can you get to double digits?
You know,
Cake said that's too much.
I like to set the bar low. I believe in the producer room, I said if we get to 4, I'd be happy.
Wow,
I think that's what we were last year. But Mar
said 4.5.
But Mar said since this is his home course. All right. So,
that's right. He's got the hat on.
So
he's got a 1757 back.
He set it at 8. So that's a lofty goal, but I'm going to try and come in at -8. Plus, it'll piss off Drab since he's not a part of our foursome.
Why is Drab here?
Because his hair transplants.
I was about to say that same thing. He has to go to the doctor.
Oh, he couldn't be in the sun?
His seedlings can't touch a ray of sun.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Yeah. I know.
You guys are probably playing up tees, right?
I don't know. It's a relatively short course from what I remember.
I'm going over 4, dude. I think you get to like 5 or 6.
That would be nice. 6 I'll be very pleased with.
Eight
I will be thrilled with.
What do you think is the appropriate number of cocktails consumed by your group?
Mar's going to be the A player in that category. I'm hoping Mar has between 4 to 6.
Okay.
So that'll be strong for the whole group.
Yeah, that should be good. Also, it depends on how long the round is.
It's going to be long.
Oh, it's going to be long, though.
So we know if it'll be a 6-hour round, it just means more cocktails.
Yeah. All right, B, have we zeroed in on the numbers?
Yeah.
10.5 drinks, 4.5 under par?
I'm putting the drinks at 11.5.
And 4.5 under par?
Yeah. It is a hot day.
It is a hot day. Now, I don't know what the setup is, if it's coolers or cart girl or cart person.
Typically, it's been coolers in years past.
Okay. Coolers, I think, are more prone to having more because it's just there and you can load them up.
Yeah, right.
Mikey, I was yesterday.
Mikey is now spraying his legs with.
Mike, no, you need to put on tanning lotion, not sunblock.
Just baby oil.
You need tanning lotion over there, dog.
Mike's legs are the same color as Bunker's.
They match his white shoes. I think you guys are getting called up, man. Have fun out there.
Have fun, man. Hit it straight.
We're counting on you. I got them under drinks, and I guess it'll sound like over, but like I got them going getting to five under.
I'll go with the over on the basically what you said. I go five or six, but the drinks I'm going over.
I hope.
Mikey seems like a wild card.
What do you think the number would be if it was us in this foursome?
Oh, 25. Easily.
Yo, we'd be getting Mike all riled up. It'd be a different scene. Ben Standing, The Athletic, will join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.